Going to take some time. I'm visiting with Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, who is the USDA Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator. That's a big title, Betsy. But from the USDA, and just paid a visit to Boone County and to our Landis Elevator out east of town. And actually, more than that, you also stopped over at the BioCentury Farm at for Iowa State.
We did all of the above.
Busy time. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, coming out here for Landis Cooperative. First of all, USDA involved with this because I know they put together a big project and a big plan. One of the things that I was impressed with when they came out with this, and they wanted to move ahead relatively quickly, kind of tie it in, Farm Progress Show, of course, that has a big impact on exposure. But they think this is really the leading edge of helping producers be a lot more efficient and especially making it more economical for them.
It is. I mean, Landis, first of all, it's just what they're doing is so exciting. I love also that they're a cooperative, that they are farmer-owned, and so everybody has an investment in it. We were able to visit their site, and if you haven't been there, you need to go. It is absolutely fantastic. And we got to see, as Matt Cartson, the CEO, said, we got to see a piece of the house that USDA helped build and some of the technology that they are employing there, their ability to expand into fertilizer and use green ammonia. They've got Talus there on site doing their demonstration. It's cutting edge, and it's fantastic.
It's one of those things that I know we talked and a lot of people keep talking about, being green and doing a green being sustainable. And this is a perfect example of how producers can do it and do it economically as well.
Well, they can. And it's, President Biden has made, he's made it a priority to have these investments in rural communities, and it all works together. And Secretary Vilsack talks about it all the time, about how these investments multiply, by allowing, like an example like Landis, this allows them to expand, their fertilizer production through the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program. They were the recipients of a $4.8 million grant. And what they've been able to do with that and how that adds jobs to the local economy. And then when you go visit the site, what you see on site? You see local companies doing the work. We saw SUCUP. Yep. They're building the grain storage bins. Ideal Energy, they're installing the solar. And so this is it's a great example of a multiplier that is part of the clean energy economy and that it's lowering costs for our producers.
I go with the I call it now the it's becoming the science of farming for me. It's amazing the things that are out there and the things that they can do. I do know that some of the other things that you had a chance in, I know they talk about out there, you saw the solar field that they are using. Again, that's part of the use electricity to make green ammonia, that green fertilizer, again,
that's right.
Sustainability with that. These are a lot of opportunities, and I know it's not just the USDA. The USDA had a big part, a $4.9 million grant, but it is collaborative, and they need to step up, and their producers need to step up as a group to be a part of this. And, again, at the county level, I know they stepped up to help make it available as well.
That's a
collaborative effort, isn't it?
That's right, and that's one of the things I love about co-ops, cooperatives are just, they function differently, whereas a private corporation is beholden to their shareholders, the cooperatives are, beholden to their member owners and, tend to reinvest in the actual, in the cooperative, in the owners. And this is another way they're doing it.
I know when you talk about the bioeconomy in the state, obviously the fertilizer that's going on out there and what they're doing at that location, but in the solar, tying that in. But we've got plenty of wind farms around here. We're seeing producers that are kind of picking and choosing things because it is all part. It is a different kind of diversification. It used to be different kinds of crops. Now it's different kinds of farming practice.
Well, it is. And with the Inflation Reduction Act funding, that President Biden put forward, it is remarkable. I think that in Iowa alone, in this administration, there has been over $44 million invested in renewable energy systems for ag producers and small businesses. And it's bringing down their costs. You know, it's another thing that Secretary Vilsack talks about a lot, which is, you know, farmers want to farm, and they're, you know, they're operating on narrow margins. What can we do to help them lower costs? And renewable energy systems is a great way to do that. So I'm excited to see what's happening in Iowa. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah. I know you did get an opportunity to go see what's happening at the BioCentury Research Farm, one of our little hidden gems here in Boone County. They do, they've got a lot of interesting things they're working on.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to see all of the innovation happening. And, you know, when I was chatting with, you know, the guys who run the center, I told them, I said, the one thing that doesn't surprise me is the innovation happening. Now, I'm not talking about specific projects. I just mean the innovation happening. Because I don't think there is anywhere on the planet that is more innovative than our rural communities. And I get so excited when I hear folks talking about the bioeconomy and talking about what's coming next, because we know that this, you know, this reindustrialization that's happening, it's going to happen in rural communities. And rural communities are very well positioned to not only take advantage of it, but to really lead the way. And places, you know, like Iowa State are at the forefront, cutting edge.
And I've always find it amazing that some of the things that they work on and they come up with, and how simple it is, but how effective it is for what producers want and need to fill their toolbox, is what I call it.
It is. I know. It's so exciting. And, you know, you don't have to go very far. You just start talking to a farmer and he'll tell you what he needs. And, you know, some of these folks, like, you know, like we just visited with, they're figuring out how to meet that need.
Well, I do know that you're busy. You've had a lot of opportunities. We're glad you were able to come and help with the ribbon cutting there. By the way, did they happen to mention to you their grain handling expansion they're doing out there? They're talking another pretty substantial expansion out there at that elevator. So,
well, they did, and our, you know, we've got this amazing staff here in Iowa with rural development. It's one of my favorite things about the agency is that, you know, we've got staff in every single state. They are spread out throughout the state. The easiest thing for people to do is to pick up the phone and give RD a call. And I think that Landis and Rural Development have a great partnership going, and we can't wait to work with them on whatever comes next.
I think Teresa would love to have more opportunities to get out there and help with different projects that are going on.
Oh, you know she would. Isn't she the best?
All right. I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, once again, has been in Central Iowa for the Landis Cooperative Ribbon Cutting Ceremony, and a chance to stop by the BioCentury Research Farm here and over at Iowa State as well. Thanks so much for visiting with us. We hope you get an opportunity to come back again.
It is my pleasure. Have a great day.